We'll start again the Gemara, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, by the two dots, around 7-8 lines from the bottom. Zog the Gemara, Reb Chiya and Reb Yonison, Have Shakli V'Azli B'Veis HaKvoros. Reb Chiya and Reb Yonison were traveling in the Beis HaKvoros, walking through the Beis HaKvoros. Have a Koshad Yitchel to the Reb Yonison, the Tchelis of the Tzitz of Reb Yonison was hanging over the Matzevis. Omele Reb Chiya, so Reb Chiya told Reb Yonison, Dalyei, lift your tzitzis, k'deish la yoyim gulamocha boi netzleinu, so the mesim shouldn't tell each other, tomorrow, meaning tomorrow, no one lives forever. Eventually, you're going to come down here, boi netzleinu, v'achshu mechayf anesonu, and now you're being le'eg l'rash, cherev v'yiseyu, now you're spiting us, you're showing us the mitzvahs that you could be mikayim, and we cannot. After all, a person is a hoylech, someone who's a mes, he's rosh, he's rosh min ha-mitzvahs. So you want to spite us, you mecharef us, and you have letting the tzitzis, the tchelis drag over the matzevis. So he told him to lift it, because that's what the mason will be telling, ultimately telling each other. Omalei. So he told him back, umiyadi kulehai. Do the mason know what's happening amongst us, that they're going to be feeling this? V'oksiv, it says in the pasuk, after all, it says, v'ha-mason menim yoydim u'ma. Mason don't know anything. So what are you worried that they're going to feel bad and they're going to tell each other we're mechar of them? Omalei, so he told him back, im koriso, if you learned, loy shiniso, yirin chaza. Zog drashi, loy chazarta olof pam shenis kadeshi tisboinen boy. The biggest sign in chazara. Shenis is chazaring in order to be misboinen. So if you did it once, you didn't do it twice. Im shaniso, if you chazed twice, loy shilashto, you didn't do it three times. Im shilashto, if you learned it thrice, loy pir shalcha, they didn't explain you the pasuk correctly. After all, it doesn't mean v'ha-mesim enim yoydim u'ma. It doesn't mean that the mesim don't know anything. V'ha-mesim enim yoydim u'ma is referring to rishoyim, like the Gemara is going to explain. Rishoyim b'chayim nikrumesim enim yoydim u'ma. They don't prep themselves for what? For olam haba. They don't do anything about getting themselves ready for the next world. That's called enim yoydim u'ma, and that's what the Gemara explains. Zog the Gemara, ki achayim yoydim shiomusu. The chayim, meaning the tzaddikim, that tzaddikim, even from Bisosam Krim chayim, chayim yoydim shiomusu. They are, the chayim, the tzaddikim, know they're going to die, so they prep themselves in this world. Shem Bisosam Nikul chayim, even when they're dead, they're considered chayim. Zog Rashi, elu tzaddikim, umay yoydim, what do the tzaddikim know? Shiomusu, so noistim alibom yoyim amiso. They prep themselves, they know that there's going to be a yoyim amiso, you don't live forever. And they prevent themselves from doing averas. And the Rishoyim is the opposite. Rishoyim enim yoydim u'ma. They make themselves oblivious to their obligations in mitzvahs and averas. They make themselves oblivious. They do as if they don't know anything. And that's the pshat. Not the pshat that the mesim don't know what's happening. Mesim in this pasuk is referring to Rishoyim that they go through life as if they ain't a miyoidim u'ma from what's in store if you do averus versus doing mitzvahs. So now the Gemara explains this pasuk. Zog the Gemara, ki achayim yoidim shiyamusu, that's referring to eila tzadikim shemisosam nikul chayim. So a raya that tzadikim are called chayim even misosam shenemar, a different pasuk. It says, uvno yohu ben yohyodo ben ish chay. He was called a ben ish chay. Rav po'olim mekapzel. Rav Pa'olim Mekapzel, the Gemara explains soon the Pasuk, but Rav Pa'olim Mekapzel, meaning he did many pu'ulois, Mekapzel, from the city of Mekapzel, and the Pasuk says, Uhiko Ashnei Ariel Moyov. Ariel is a Lashon of Choizik. That means he was Maka like a Shnei Ariel Moyov, like he is an Aryeh, like a strong lion. The Shnei Sore Moyov. Moyov were Chazokim. Hiko Shnei Ariel Moyov. Vu Yorad Vehiko Es Ari Betoy Chabor B'Yom HaShelek. Yom HaShelek is a time of Shlogim, of snow. It's a hard time to battle. So even though an Ari might be cold in such a time, still he was able to go against that, and he was Hiko Es Ari B'Yom HaShelek, even though usually it's a time that's hard to battle. Betoy Chabor B'Yom HaShelek. And the Gemara is going to explain this pasuk exactly. Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So first, the Gemara says the raya to the sugya. Ben Ish Chai. He's a son of an Ish Chai. Of course, he's a son of an Ish Chai. He's not a son of someone who is not alive. No one is born to someone who is not a Ben Ish Chai. Otu kuli alma b'nei meisa ninu. Other people are b'nei meisa. What is the chiddush in Ben Ish Chai? What does that mean?
Zog de Mora Elo Ben Ish Chai Shafilo B'misosoi Kol Chai. Meaning even B'misosoi Yehoyodoi, that even the son of Yehoyodoi, even when Yehoyodoi was Nifter ready, he's still called a Ben Ish Chai because it's Tzadik B'misosoi Kuim Chayim. And that's the right that the Gemara wanted to say V'amesim Lo Yodim Me'uma, is referring to Rishoyim and Lafuket Tzadikim, that Ubanayo ben Yehoda is called the Ben Ish Chai because it's Tzadik ben Misos is called the Chai. Now the Gemara goes and dashes the Etzim Posik. Zog the Gemara, the Hemshech of the Posik says, Rav Pa'olim Mekapzel, Sheriba v'kibetz Poilim L'Torah. He was Marbel Loim De'Torah, V'uhikesh Ne'aril Moyov. He was Menatzeach, he overpowered, he fought and he battled in the time of Ariel. Shnei Ariel is the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is called Ariel. So Shnei Ariel Moyov, he battled the Shnei Ariel, meaning during the time of the Tkuf of the two Bate Mikdash, he was battled. Shleiniach Kamoiselo Mikdash Rishon Loi Mikdash Sheni. There was no one left after him that lived like him. Loi Mikdash Rishon Loi Mikdash Sheni. Vu Yorad Vihika Sahari B'Toich Habor B'Yom Hashelik. So what does that mean? Ikad Amri the Tova Gzize the Balad of Enochas Tovil. He broke pieces of ice. Rashi says, in order to go to the mikveh, Zog Rashi Enochas V'Tova LeKeryoi. Kedei lasik b'Torah. The Ikad Amri, another pshat in what's it called? V'yorad v'ikas ha'ri b'toy chabor b'yom ha'shelek. The Ikad Amri means the tona sifra de'verav b'yom de'sitva, that he taught sifra de'verav. Sifra de'verav is referring to Torah's Kahanim. Zog Rashi, Torah's Kahanim b'yom de'sitva, in the midwinter, meaning when it's yomim k'tzorim, so you're still able to teach sifra de'verav Teres Kahanim in the winter. Now, Teres over here says, why is Sifra de'Rav Mehari Dorish Shu Chomesh HaBesvarim? Sifra de'Rav is considered the Ari, the most Chomedic of all the Svarim. Vayikra, Teres Kahanim is more than Bamid B'Dvarim and Bresh HaShmois. It's the Chomur. And that's the Rosh HaZak Teres B'Toy Chabar Shu Be'emtza Svarim. It's in the middle of the Svarim. Bresh HaShmois before and Bamid B'Dvarim afterwards. Vayikra, Teres Kahanim is Sifra de'Rav B'Toy Chabar. That's the remez of Sifra de'Rav. Zog digamora, v'hameisim menim yoidim u'uma. Now the hemshech of this pasuk, that's not referring to meisim that they don't know what's happening, but rather, elu reshoyim shebachayim kuyim meisim. The reshoyim don't prep themselves, they're called meisim mechayayim. They continue sinning. They don't get themselves ready for the next world. V'raya that they're called reshoyim, shenemar, it says in the pasuk by Nevuas Yecheskel, about Tzidkiyahu, v'ato cholol rosha nisi Yisrael. Now he's referring to over here Tzidkiyahu. He's called a cholol. Cholol means a lashon of misa, because he's considered a mace. Now that doesn't mean, of course, Tzidkiyahu was a big tzaddik. So we called him a mace. He's called a mace for a specific reason, like the Gemara says in Erchin, the Mashal over there, that he was oivan the shvu of Nebuchadnezzar. But upon him, in that specific aspect, the madrigosoi, he was called a cholol. Cholol means like a mace. So we see that b'chayim, a person could be called a mace. V'iboy seima, another hachacha that a rosh is called a mace b'chayov. Mehacha, it says in a pasuk, apishnayim edim or apishloish edim yumas hamace. So it says apishnayim edim or shloish edim yumas hamace. Now a mace is he's still alive when he's chayiv misa. So what do you mean? What do you mean yumas hamace? In fact, the mal chayu elo hamace mi'kora. Meaning already when he's alive, he's already called a mace. Because he's a Russia. So he's Avari is Chayiv Misa. Yumas HaMeis means he's still alive. He's Chayiv Misa. But he's already called a Meis because B'Chayeyem Nikru Meisim. And that's the Raya of the Gemara. That V'Meisim L'Yoidim Uma doesn't mean that the Meis, that people after the Nifta do not know anything what's happening. But it's referring to Rishoyim, that Enim Yoidim Uma, and it's Rishoyim B'Chayeyem Nikru Meisim. Now the Gemara continues about the sugya, if the meisim know or do not know what's happening amongst the living. Zog the Gemara the following story. Bnei Reb Chiya nofek lekir yosa. The sons of Reb Chiya, they went lekir yosa. They went to the fields in order to lis'asik b'avodas achuzosam, to busy themselves in their career, so to speak, in their business. Lekir yosa. Ayakele talmudei. They forgot their learning. Zog drashi ishtakach talmudei migisosam. They forgot their learning. They got into this in the business field and they forgot their learning. Have a mitzare lat kure. They pained themselves, they mitzare themselves in order to remember their learning. To try to remember.
Zog die Gemara, Omalei chad lechavrei, one of the sons told one another, Yoda avun b'hai tzara. You think our father, Reb Chiya, knows about the tzara that we're going through, that we are forgetting our learning? He was ready in the next world, the father, Reb Chiya. Zog die Gemara, Omalei idoch, b'no Yoda, why in the world would he know what's happening over here? V'oksiv, yichabdu bono v'lo yeda. It says clearly in the Pasuk that yichabdu bono v'lo yeda, meaning that the mace doesn't know, even if the children are mechubodim, lo yeda, he doesn't know what's happening. The mace don't know what's happening amongst the living. Zog di Gemara, omele yidoch, v'lo yoda, the mace do not know what's happening in this world. V'oksiv, ach besorei olav yichav, v'nafshei olav te'abel. It says in the Pasuk that ach besorei olav yichav, v'nafshei olav te'abel, v'om Reb Yitzchok, kosher rimo, explain this pasuk to refer to kosher rimo lemeis. The maggots are hard for the basar of the meis, kemachat kepsar bepsar achai, like a needle that's pricking a live flesh, a living person. So the meis knows very well what's happening. The maggots, the kosher rimo lemeis, is kemachat bepsar achai. So what are you telling me? They don't know. They know very well what's happening. They feel everything that's taking place to them afterwards, even though they're already passed on to the next world, and the neshama left the goof. It seems like they feel what's happening in the goof. Zog the Gemara, there's a big difference. Amri, b'tzayre didu yadi, b'tzayre dachino lo yadi. They might know and understand and feel the pain of their own tzar, their own goof, and that feels like a machad b'psar achai, that they take a feel, the rima lemeis. Masha'en kein b'tzayre dachino, the tzar of others, meaning us, the children of Reb Chiya, our tzar, that we're being mitzar, that we forgot our learning, that Lo'olam the Meis does not know. Frek de Gemara, so you're telling me that what? That they do not know what's happening amongst the living? Frek de Gemara, veloi. You're telling me that what? That the Meisim do not know? V'atanya, we learned in a Braisa Meisa b'chosid echod. There was a story with a chosid echod. Shenosa and dinar lo'oni b'erev Rosh Hashanah b'shnei b'tzeres. He gave a dinar, a vast amount of money as a dinner to an oni on Erev Rosh Hashanah b'shnei b'tzeres in a time of hunger. So his wife wasn't too happy that he gave away the money. V'eknitzoi ishtoi. And his wife was very angry at him. And she was maknit him. And she pestered him. And she said, why did you give away our last penny in a time of hunger? So v'holach, she kicked him out of the house. V'holach v'lo meveis ha'kvoros. He had nowhere to go to. He didn't go to a neighbor. He didn't want to let them know about the Shalom Bayis problems. So where do you go if you don't have a place to go to? You go into the cemetery. And he overheard two spirits, two ruchos, two neshamas, so to speak, two young girls that were nifter young, that were talking to each other. They were telling each other, one told the other, chaverti, my friend, boy, v'noshut ba'olam, let's go hover over this world, v'nishma me'achori ha'paragud, and let's hear what the Eibishter, this was in Rosh Hashanah, so let's hear what is taking place, me'achori ha'paragud. This story was in Erev Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah wasn't the basic forest, so they said to each other, let's hear what's happening, me'achori ha'paragud, the mechitza with the Shechina, and decides exactly what's going to take place, ma'puroni es bala oilam, what's the puroni, what's the decree that's going to take place to the world? So the friend said, the other woman that died in the basic forest, "Eni choylo, I can't come, I can't join you in this mission. Shani kvur b'machzelas shel konim, I'm buried in a machzelas of konim reeds, so I'm stuck over here. I can't leave." Zog mara elo lechiat, but rather you go, umash atshemaz amrili, and come back and tell me exactly what you overheard. Machori apaget, holcha hi v'shotuva, she went. And she came back to her friend and she said, "Chaverti, mashamata machori apagud. What did you hear?" Omrala, she said over, "Shamatish kol azrei abrevi rishoino. Whoever is going to plant this year in the first quarter of the year, so borod malka oisoi, there's going to be hail that's going to destroy his crop. So that was what I overheard is going to take place, the financial situation for this coming year." So this Ma'aseh B'chosid Echad that overheard this conversation, he had a great inside information over here. He knew exactly, like inside information in the stock market, he knew exactly what's going to take place, where the success is going to be, when to plant, when not to plant, because the crop is going to be destroyed the first quarter. So what did he do? Holachu v'zogah b'rivi yishniyah, he made sure to plant only in the second quarter. because he knew that bard is going to affect whatever is planted in the first quarter. So, and that's what took place. All the other people's crop was destroyed because of the barad. His was saved. He made a killing that year. So he figured there's a great way to invest. This coming year, he did the same thing the next Rosh Hashanah. L'shana acheres, holach, v'lom v'ez ha-kvaros. He went again to the base ha-kvaros. V'shama oysen shtei ruchas, m'sapri zoyim zo. He overheard the two ruchas talking to each other. Omra chad l'chaveta, one told the other, boi v'noshet v'oylom, let's go and travel and haver next to the achoyra ha-pagad. V'nishma achoyra ha-pagad, ma'pronis bol oylom. What's in store this coming year? Omra lo. So again, that young girl said, Chaverti, my friend, I told you, I can't travel. I'm stuck. I'm buried in a machzela shel kanim. Whatever that means, I'm stuck over here amongst the reeds and I can't travel with you. Elo, but rather, l'chiat, you go on my behalf. And recount to me exactly what you hear, what's going to be in store for this coming year. Her friend went and came back. And her friend said, Chaverti, my friend, what did you hear from behind the pagod? She said, Shamati, I heard the following inside information. Whoever plants in the second quarter, Shidofoin Malka Isoi. Shidofa means a wind, a strong wind is going to come and destroy his crop. So this, again, this chassid overheard this inside information. So now he did the opposite. Holach v'zorah b'revir yishoyna. He went and he planted specifically in the first quarter because he knew that the second quarter's crop is going to be affected by the shidofen. Now, everyone realized last year, everyone's crop was destroyed when they planted the first quarter. So what did everyone do? Everyone decided, futures told them to do, to plant this year in the second quarter. And that's what happened. Shel kol ha'olam kulei nishdaf. Everyone's crop was destroyed by the ruchos that destroyed it. V'shaloi loy nishdav, and his chosid's crop was saved. He planted in the first quarter. So his wife realized, two successful years in a row, the whole world is losing money, and except for him, amalai ishtoi. So his wife told him, to this chosid, b'pnei ma ishtakod. How is it that ishtakod? Ishtakod means shato kadmaiso. Ishtakod is another way of saying last year. B'pnei ma ishtakod. The whole world's crop was destroyed, and yours was saved. And this year again, everyone was destroyed. How do you have such good luck when it comes to business ventures? So he revealed to his wife the secret that he has. He goes to the cemetery on Rosh Hashanah. He overhears the two ruchas talking to each other, and he described exactly how two yaldos, and one of them is buried amongst reeds in Machzela Shel Konim. And the other one goes and recounts exactly what's going to take place, what she overheard, Machzela Shel Konim. And that's how I knew where to invest and where not to invest. Now, once his wife knew exactly about these two ladies that were nifta young, and one of them is buried in the Machzela Shel Konim, and this whole story, so Omru, Chachom said, what happened was, there was a fight, a rift, a feud that broke out between Ben Ishta Shaloisa Chosid, the wife of this Chosid that had this inside information, Uven Ima Shaloisa Riva, and the mother of this young girl that was Nifta Young, that was buried amongst the Machzela Shel Konim. So they got into a fight with each other, so she wanted to spite the mother, and she said, Omra, Omra lo. So the wife of the Chosid told his mother of this girl that's buried amongst the Kanim. Apparently, they didn't know exactly that that's what took place to her matzeva, to her burial spot. Let me show you where exactly your daughter is. Your daughter is sitting amongst reeds, and it's a mutal bebizoyan. Zog the Gemara l'shona acheres. The following year, the third year, he tried his luck the third time. This ma'aseh b'chosid echad, and he went again to the basic forest to try to overhear where's the wrong and the right place to invest. So l'shona acheres holach v'lom beis akvaros. He went again Roshon and slept in the beis akvaros. V'shama oisun ruchos that were mesaproi zulazu. He overheard the ruchos talking to one another. Omgala. So one told the other, Chaverti, boy v'noshut boilom v'nishma mechoyga paget ma'pronis bal oilom. Again, the same thing. Let's go and see what's happening. Mechoyga paget. Omgala. He overheard one tell the other, Chaverti, Hanichoni, leave me alone. No. Dvorim shebeini levencho kvar nishmu ben achayim. The people The living already know what's happening, because apparently this Ishtar Shalai Zachosit came together with the mother of this Riva, and she showed her the Machzela Shalkanim, and she said, look where your daughter is. So the daughter felt very bad that the mother felt so bad, and she came, and I guess she couldn't afford to fix the caver. So she said the following year, I can't be involved with you. The living already overhear our conversations, and my mother came, and she felt terrible about what happened. So the living know what's happening. And so we see clearly that the Mesim Yoidim, they know what's happening amongst the living. Varaya, she overheard her mother come and the conversation, I guess, the word got out, and that's what happened. So Zokta Gemara, we bring a raya, Zokta Gemara, Alma Yadi. So we see clearly that the Mesim know what's taking place amongst the living. Zokta Gemara, what's a raya? Dilma ina shachina shochi va'oza va'omaluhu. Meaning, maybe a living person that overheard this whole story that took place with the Maisa B'chosid Echot, he died, and when he died, he was buried in the cemetery, and he told this Riva, he told the Mesim what is taking place, that the living knew exactly what's happening. But not that the Mesim know what's taking place when amongst the living. They only knew because a person died and recounted to them now that he's with them. The fact that the Mesim are misapping to one another, that's not fair. That we know. That we saw the two Luchas were misapping one another. So maybe they knew this information because someone died and told them now about it. But not the Pshat that they knew from the Chayim. So there's no Raya La'olam that the Mesim La'olam do not know amongst the Chayim what's taking place. And this story was, they only knew what happened, what's taking place because someone died and told them what's taking place. Zokta Gemara, another Raya Toshma. Another raya that the Mesim know what's taking place amongst the living. The Ziri have a mafket zuze gabi ushpizichto. Ziri once placed money by a yidina, a young yidina that had a hotel in Ushpirze, and she over there was storing his money. Ada osiva ozalevei rav, until he comes back from the Beis Medrash, Shchiva, by the time he came back, this young lady died and nobody knew where the money is. So what do you do when you don't know where the money is? You go to the cemetery and you go ask the lady that died, where did you put the money? He went to the Beis HaKvaris. He told her, he spoke out to the cave and he said, where's my money? So she told him back, Zil Shaklino, go take it. There's by the door, there's a hole over there. And over there by the Tzira Delis, there's a hole. Over there you'll find the money. And while you're, do me a favor, while you're going there, tell my mother that what? Tishadali masrikoi vegufsoi de kuchla bahadi palnisa de asilamachar. Tell my mother to send along my brush, please, and my makeup with yena person that's palnisa, that's coming tomorrow, that's gonna die. So she told her, not that the pshat that she actually needed those things. You can't use makeup and a brush in the next world. But the pshat is, she told it to her, Zogdrashi, Kono uvishul shemeso yalda omro kein la'agmas nefesh. She was a young girl that died. So agmas nefesh she had. So she said this because of agmas nefesh that she died young. She said, I miss my brush, I miss my makeup. So that was the agmas nefesh that she expressed, but not that she actually can use it. But the point is, we see over here a clear raya, Zogdimoga al-Mayadi, from the fact that the Mesim know that what? That so-and-so is going to die tomorrow. She said, oh, and tell my mother to bring send my brush along and my makeup with this woman that's going to die. So they know what's taking place amongst the living. Zogdi Gemara, no, there's no raya. The reason why she knew that so-and-so is going to die, Dilma, Duma, Kodnimu, Machizluhu. Duma is the shame of a malach, that's Mamun on the Mesim. So he went and he was machiz, he pronounced, he proclaimed that so-and-so is coming tomorrow. And that's how she knew that this and this person is going to die, Palnisa is going to asila mochar. But not because they know what's happening amongst the living. Zog Gemara, the Gemara attempts to bring another raya toshma, that the Mesim know what's happening amongst the living. Davur de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, havako mafka de gabe zuza di asmi. He had it stored by him, as a safekeeping money of Yesoimim that he was watching on their behalf. Kinoch Navshe Lahav Shmuel Gabe, when he died, the father of Shmuel died, Shmuel wasn't around him to know where his father stored the money of these Yesoimim. So he didn't know how to return to the owners, the rightful owners, the money, because he didn't know where the money is. So what did they call Shmuel? Because he wasn't returning the money. Havakakolale Bar Ochil Zuza Diasmi. They called Shmuel the son of the person that is taking the money of the Yisoyimim. So Shmuel felt very bad. His father has money. His father died. He doesn't know where the money is. He wants to return it. So what did he do? He went to the Beis HaKvaras, and when he came over there, now, Mefarshim do ask that Shmuel was a Kohen. The Gemara in Megillah says he was a Kohen. So how did he go to the Beis HaKvaras? So the Gaon in Imre Noyim says that he went to the place where the Neshomas are, not physically to the Beis HaKvaras itself. Others say that this was only a dream. It wasn't that Be'etzim went in a dream. And others say that he went in a place that you're not metama, meaning also similar to this first Eretz. So Shmuel came to the Beis HaKvaras, or the outskirts of the Beis HaKvaras. He shouldn't be metama. And he came over there. He saw a circle, so to speak, of neshamas, of mesim, that were sitting around. Omalu, so Shmuel told them, Be'ina Abba. I want Abba. Abba was his father. So I would like to speak to my father. Rashi says, Be'ina Abba mevakesh ani es Abba kacho yishmoy. That was his father's actual name. His name was Shmuel Bar Abba. His father's name was Abba. So the question is, how could you say your father's name? You're not allowed to say your father's name. So even though it's Osir, Halachim Shulchan Aruch, Sim Reish Mem, so over here it was L'chvoidoy. He did it L'chvoidoy. He did it in order that people shouldn't call his father Ben Oichle Zuzah Diasma. So it was in order to get, I guess the Mason wouldn't know him if he called him not by his real name. So he needed it. It was a tzarech over here. So that's why he was able to call him by his father's name. Al-Kaponim, he said, Bina Abba. Omule, they told him, Abba Tuvi Ikocha. There's many Abbas over here. I don't know who you're referring to. Which one? Omelu Bina Abba Bar Abba. My father's name is Abba, and his father was also Abba. I want Abba Bar Abba. His grandfather was also Abba. So Omule, Abba Bar Abba. Nami Tuvi Ikocha. There's numerous Abba Bar Abbas. I don't know which one you're referring to. Omalu, who he told them, Bina Abba Bar Abba Avu de Shmuel. Abba Bar Abba, the father of Shmuel. And then they suddenly knew. Heichon, where is he? They knew. Everyone knew who Shmuel was. Omulei, so they told him, Solik l'mesifte d'rekia. He went to the mesifte d'rekia l'malo in the middle of a shir. The Abish is giving a shir, and he's in that shir. Adohochi chazi l'levi d'yosef evroi. Meanwhile, Shmuel saw Levi, his chaver, his baplukta, Shmuel v'Levi. So he saw Levi, that he was not sitting amongst the shir in the rekia shamailo. He was sitting outside of this whole circle where they were sitting. The other mason. So Omalei. So Shmuel told Levi, Amaya Safta Evroi, why are you on the outskirts? Why are you not together with everyone else? Umay time le selecto. Number one, you're not with the selecto Lekia to hear the Shir Mesifta Lekia. And number two, why are you on the outskirts of Roy of the circle itself? Zokta Omalei. So Levi answered, the Amrili, they told me, Magzardin is, Kol ki hanach shnei de loy selecto le Mesifta de Reb Ofes, vichlashto le daite. All the years that I did not go to the shir of Rav Efes. Rav Efes was the Rosh Hashiva. Gemara in the end of Ksubas, Daf Kuf Gimel describes how Rabbeinu HaKodesh, before he was Nifta, he appointed Rav Chanina Bar Choma to be the Rosh Hashiva. And Rav Efes was Golmi Menu, 2.5 years. So he did not want to become Rosh Hashiva, and they appointed Rav Efes the Rosh Hashiva. So in those years, Reb Chanina used to sit out of the Beis Medrash and not inside. And Levi used to go to Reb Chanina and he sat next to him. And he didn't go to Shir of Ephes either. But Lamaisi was Machlish Daito. He caused him pain. He was Machlish Daito of Ephes. So all those years that he didn't go to the Shir of Ephes inside is the years that he had to remain outside in the Shir of Mesifta D'Rekia and out of the Eagle. So all those years, that was Achlish Daito, Loimani Nalech. You can't enter Mesifta Rekia. While this conversation was taking place, Osavua, the father of Shmuel, came down from Yeshiva Shalmailo. Shmuel saw that his father was crying and laughing. So Shmuel told his father, my time of Kobochi is, why are you crying? So he told him, Dela Agol Koosis. The Agol means right away, like Ba'agolo. La Agol Koosis. In the near future, you're coming and joining me over here. That means you're leaving the living world and you're coming to the Mesim. So that's why it's sad. Umay time achichas. So what's the reason why you're laughing? So he told him, the chashivte b'hai alma tuva. I'm very proud of you, son. You're very choshev in this world. So Omalei, so Shmuel told his father,
If I'm so choshev and I have so much pull and so much protection, so I'd like to get Levi into the shir, even though the psak didn't was, he has to wait the amount of years that he didn't go to the shir of Ephes. I want to use my schusim to get Levi in. And he let Levi enter the mesifta de rakia. So Shmuel went back to the conversation where he came for. He told his father and he asked him, where's the money from the Yisoyimim that they stored by you for safekeeping? So his father told him, Zil shaklinu ba'amsedechayo, take them by the oven. Over there you'll see three compartments. The upper compartment and the lower compartment is our money, is yours. And the middle compartment is the money from the Yisoyimim. So Shmuel told his father, my time, Avedi Tahochi, why did you place it in three compartments? Why did you put the Yisoyimim's money smack in the middle? So his father said, if Ganovim are going to steal, they'll take the upper one first. So they're going to take our money versus the Yisoyimim's money. And if the ground is going to consume the money, it's going to get spoiled or ruined or whatever reason, naturally, so let our money get ruined before theirs. So the bottom one is also ours, and the middle one is the Yisoyimim's money. Al kaponim, the Gemara finishes the raya. Al modiyadi, the fact that the Mesim knew, the father Shmuel knew, that Shmuel is choshev, ben achayim, that his son is so choshev, so the Mesim know exactly what's happening in this world. That's how Rashi learns. Look, Rashi, al miyada, bottom of the Omid Zogdashi, mi choshu ben achayim. So they know what's happening amongst the living. They know that Shmuel is considered choshev. Tosis argues. Zog Tosis al miyadi mi de komar le agol koosis. The fact that he told him le agol koosis. Le agol means bagola. Tomorrow you're coming. So he knew exactly that you are going to be dying in the near future and you're coming to this world. You're coming to the next world, that means. Now, the Gemara's Tosis says you couldn't answer according to this. What's a raya? Maybe Duma foretold him. Duma only knows right before, a day before, like the story before with the Palnisa that sent along my brush and my makeup. That was the day before. Over here he said, Ba'agolo, he's coming in the near future. That Duma doesn't know. Duma doesn't know so much beforehand. So it's not because of Duma. It must be because they know what's happening amongst the living. And that's the Tosfos Raya that the Mesim Yadi. So it's a Raya again that Yadi. And for the Gemara, there's no Raya. Dilma Shiny Shmuel. Shmuel is different. Kevin the Chashiv Kadmei Umachzi Panu Makoim. Shmuel is so choshev, similar to Duma, but here it's pshat is demachiz even earlier. Since Shmuel is so choshev, came in the choshev, kadmi umachizi, demachnim and demachriz, before he dies, panu makom, make place for Shmuel, he's about to come. So that's how he knew that Shmuel is so choshev, because there's taka, a achrozit that took place, that's taking place even before panu makom. So lo'olam demariz matcha, there's no raya that the mesim yadi, lo'olam demesim are lo yadi, what takes place. That's how the Gemara started off the whole sugya, is about the tchelta that was overlapping on the matzevis. So he said, lift it, because the mesim are going to tell each other that, look, now you're mecharefas and tomorrow you're going to come. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, then mesim yadi, and all these Gemaras over here, the Gemara says mesim yadi, the Gemara's matcha no, re lo'olam demesim lo yadi, and they do not know what's happening. Now the Gemara continues over here and it says, Va'af Reb Yonason Hodabe. Reb Yonason is going back to the beginning of the sugya, how we started off the Gemara and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara said the story that Reb Chir and Reb Yonason were traveling, they were walking the Beis HaKfaros, and the Kashad Yitcheltet Reb Yonason. Reb Yonason's Tchelis was Nigrar, it was going on top of the Matzevis. So Reb Chir told him, Dalye, lift it. So the Mesim shouldn't say that we're being Mechar of them. So Reb Yonason told him back, Omalei, Umiyadiku Lehai, Voksiv HaMesim En Miyodim Uma. The Mesim don't know anything. And then Reb Chir told him back, Im Kirisa Lo Shanisam, Shanisa Lo Shilashto, etc. But Reb Yonason was of the opinion, VaMesim En Miyodim Uma, they don't know anything. And that the Gemara says now, Reb Yonason also retracted from what he said earlier that the Mason do not know anything. Because they do know. Reb Yonason said, Reb Shmuel said the name of Reb Yonason. From where do we know that the Mason talk to one another? Because it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by his Ptira. Vayoyim Hashem Elov and Abisha told Moshe Rabbeinu, Zoy so'oretz Hashem nishbati l'Avrom litzok li'Yakov le'mor. This is the land that I promised Avrom to Yaakov le'mor. What does le'mor mean? Zokmo my le'mor. Lemer means tell the Ovis. Omar Kodesh Bochel Mesha. The Abisha told Mesha Rabbeinu. That's found in Lemer. Lech Emolem Lavrom Li Yitzchak Li Yaakov. Go tell the Ovis. And this Lechari means after his Ptira. Go tell the Ovis. Shvua Shenishbati Lechem. The Shvua that I promised to give you Eretz Yisrael to your descendants. Kva Kiyamti Lebeneichem. I was Mekayim it to your descendants. Now, even though this took place before Kibush HaOretz, but Lemaisa, Sichon, and Oig was already captured. That's a part of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was already shown Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life. So it's considered like we're getting Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Mashal explains. Balak upon him. So the Abishah told him, go tell the Ovis, Lemar. Lemar means tell the Ovis. That Kvakiyamti Lebneichem. Zog the Mod, if you test him in Aleph, V'yisak Adaitoch, the Loyadi. And if you're going to tell me that what? That the Mesim do not know anything what's happening. So then, ki omalu my hava. What exactly is Moshe Rabbeinu going to gain by telling them this, that it was Niskayim the Shvua? So what is he telling them if the Mesim don't know? So must be that Rabbi Yonison was Chozabei. Rabbi Yonison was Hodabei. And he also understands that the Mesim know what's happening amongst the living. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was told to tell the Ovis. Zog di Gemara, Elamai de Yadi. So Elamai, you're going to tell me that they know. Salam alelam emelu. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell them? If they know what's happening amongst the living, and they know Klai Sol's being Koivish and getting Eitz Yisrael, Sichon and Oig, etc. etc. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell them? Zog di Gemara, Lachzukele Tivusa Lemesha. That Moshe, the Eibishter wanted to be Machzik Tivusa Lemesha. The Eibishter wanted to, so to speak, give Moshe Rabbeinu a schar. A tivusa l'moisha, that they should be machzik toive to Moshe, you were the bearer of good news, so you should get some type of reward amongst the others, be looked favorably in their eyes, machzik tivusa l'moisha. Atkan loshna gemara, where the gemara says that la'olam Rabbi Yonison was hodabei, and the meisim taka no, so why did Moshe have to say? Moshe said, lachzik tivusa l'nafshei. I'll finish with a very interesting ha'ora. The Gemara in Sotet of Lamates, the Gemara over there says that when Yeshua and Kolev went with the Meraglim, so Yeshua veered off and he went to be Mishtateach al Kivrei Ovis. And the Gemara over there says that he went over there to Kivrei Ovis and he said, Avoisai Biksho Alai Rachamim. He was Mishtateach al Kivrei Ovis and he asked the Ovis to be Mavakish Rachamim that he should be Shinotze Ma'atzazrek Meraglim. Famous Gemara, the Gabi Yeshua, he went to Mishtateach al Kivrei Ovis. Over there, Tosa has a Kasha. That factoises that the Gemara in Brocha says that Mesim lo yadi meuma. It's mashma even the maskana that the Mesim do not know. As I zok Tosa kasha, even Ovis Ha'olam do not know. So Tosa says that no, the ayde tefila that you mispalel. So then they let the Mesim know what's happening. This time it didn't tefila. When a person goes to a kever, he's not allowed to daven to the Mes. The Chayodim calls it Doivel Lamesim. You allow to daven by the Kever and say, in the schus of the Nifter, the Eibusha should answer my tefillah. In the schus of the Torah that this Nifter learned, or the Tzedakah, or the Chesed that the Nifter did in his lifetime, the Eibusha should answer my tefillah. But not to be mispalled to the Mace itself. You have to know what this Gemara means. Avoyse Bikshu Lerachimim. But Kaparim Taisa says that the Mesim don't know. That's his Kasha. The Maskonis Gemara, they don't know. Even the Avoyse Olam don't know. So, and that Taisa says, the Teretz is that through Tefillah, they let the Mesim know. Kaparim, that's Taisa's Teretz over there. Over there, Abshaya Pik, in the Hagoyes, he says over there on the side, Ayin Shom Hetev, Umitzvah Liyashev. What Abshaya Pik, Lechari, means to ask is that the Maskonis Gemara is that the Mesim do know. And what's it called? The Gemara just said that if they know, so why did Moshe have to say it? That's only lachzika tivusa l'moshe. So, but about kaponim, they do know. So if they do know, what's Tosis kasha? The kasha doesn't start. That's b'shaya picks kasha mitzvah liyashiv. So Pshul Leib over there in his Gemara is miyashiv the kasha of b'shaya pick, and he says that all we see in that Gemara is that the Mesim are mesapet to one another. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was told Lamar that after your Ptira, it was like a pitsui for Moshe Rabbeinu on his Misha. After his Ptira, the Abish is telling him, Lamar, I let you go now and tell the Ovis, so they should be Machzik Tavusa for your Ptira. You're not entering Eretz Yisrael, you're leaving this world. I'm giving you a pitsui that you should be able to go Lamar to the Ovis.
and there should be machzik tivusa lemoisha. But la'olam in that Gemara, you don't see that the mesim know amongst the living. La'olam when the chayim tell them, they taka don't know. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was only told la'acham isose to go. And that's Tosis Kasha. V'meisim enim yoidim maskona. Reb Shaya Pik says, mitzvah liyashiv, over there it's mashma that they do know. Zoktib shulev no, la'olam they don't know. And Moshe Rabbeinu was dafka b'misose to tell them. Because they don't know amongst the living. It's only after Moshe Rabbeinu's p'tira, which is already meisim is happened to one another. That was Reb Shulev, his agah, how he's miyashiv Reb Shaya Pik's Kasha. Okay, I'll look at it tomorrow, and we'll see it inside Taka. Find this ksaviyad. We'll stop over here, the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Ches Amid Beis, the top of Yud Ches Amid Aleph.